The Gothard Sisters share their love of Christmas with a brand new album. It's here on Celtic Christmas Music, number 72.
Mary had a baby.
welcome to Celtic Christmas Music. I am Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and we are promoting Celtic culture through Christmas cheer. So if you hear music you love, please support the artists. You can do that by visiting the show notes to find out more about the artists, and you can also follow the show while you're there. It's all at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. And this episode is thanks to the kindness and generosity of our patrons on Patreon. Do you love Celtic music and Christmas music? Then this is the place for you. You can support us on Patreon. We only release shows in the last 3 months of the year. October, well, maybe one in October, maybe. But more likely it's November and December. So your kindness shares Celtic culture through Christmas cheer. So go make a pledge if you can. I'm super excited to have the Gothard sisters. I had a great time interviewing them, actually twice, unfortunately, because of a little technical error I had. But I'm really thrilled that I got to talk with Greta of the Gothard sisters, and I'm looking forward to sharing that interview with you. But first, we kicked off the show with Emmanuel by Jill Chambliss, Ed Miller, and Scooter Moose. That was from their album Songs of the Christmas Season. Next up is the Irish Rovers with Christmas at the Ale House from Merry Merry Time of Year.
It's Christmas in the ale house, and the atmosphere is cheery. Holly boughs and candles brighten up the dark. Crack with glass in hand and celebrate the season. We drink to health and happiness or any other reason.
So here's to the company and here's to you and me. All merry is the season, boys, and merry we will be.
There's doctors and there's farmers, there's teachers and there's sailors. There's lawyers and there's carpenters, there's soldiers and there's sailors. We join with one another there in revelry and folly. The Christmas spirit's high, for we shun all melancholy.
So here's to the company, and here's to you and me. All merry is the season, boys, and merry we will be.
Well, the fiddlers and the pipers, they've got their afters ringing, with jigs and reels to make you dance and carols for the singing. Goodwill and friendship does abound, there's love and praise aplenty, especially for the one who buys when the glass is empty.
So here's to the company, and here's to you and me. All merry is the season, boys, and merry we will be.
hated winter, couldn't stand the sight of snow. He got surly and bitter when the cold winds began to blow. Snowflakes made him dizzy, he hated winter sports, and he wished ill will on little kids building snowball forts. And snow angels made him vomit, snowmen raised his ire. He said, "Say, remind me of the Kaiser!" as he stoked a melting fire. But it rolled round to December, he always wished he'd never been born. But that all changed the year, he got a high-speed luge on Christmas morn. 'Cause he was huge on the luge when his cheeks went rouge. No fluke and a tooth sub-zero centrifuge. Look at Grandpa Cruise like a demon on the booze. Not a stooge like Scrooge, but really huge on the luge. He made himself a luge track, he packed it down with ice. He waxed his luge most every day, made sure the blades would slice. Took sharp turns without slowing down, that took a lot of guts. Called himself the Northern Nugget, but Grandma called him nuts. 'Cause he was huge on the luge when his cheeks went rouge. No fluke and a tooth sub-zero centrifuge. Look at Grandpa Cruise like a demon on the booze. Not a stooge like Scrooge, but really huge on the luge. Came from miles around to see this crazy bugger race at his Olympic octogenarian frostbitten feisty face. Then one day at a time trial he broke the speed of sound, and to this day his beloved luge and he still have not been found. 'Cause he was huge on the luge when his cheeks went rouge. No fluke and a tooth sub-zero centrifuge. Look at Grandpa Cruise like a demon on the booze. Not a stooge like Scrooge, but really huge on the luge. 'Cause he was huge on the luge when his cheeks went rouge. No fluke and a tooth sub-zero centrifuge. Look at Grandpa Cruise like a demon on the booze. Not a stooge like Scrooge, but really huge on the luge.
After the Irish Rovers was Eileen Ivers with a set of reels from her on Nollick and Irish Christmas. Then came the Celtic Kitchen Party with Huge on the Luge from their album One Celtic Christmas. And if you enjoyed that bit of humor, make sure you check out the last episode because I got to interview them on the last one. So go check it out. All right, the Gothard Sisters are a dynamic supergroup of three American sisters who play contemporary Celtic music. Through over 15 years of performing, touring, and writing music together, the optimistic style of their music and performances continue to resonate with their fans, building a loyal international following. Their latest Celtic album, Dragonfly, and Christmas album, A Celtic Christmas, feature the sisters playing an assortment of acoustic instruments and vocals combined with modern production to create music exploring themes of resilience and adventure. And I love this new album, so it's definitely going to be in rotation a lot this year in my household, so go check this out. Here is my interview with the Gothard Sisters. Welcome, Greta. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
I'm so excited to not only to interview you, but also interview for a second time since the last time I had a technical error. So, but I really appreciate you coming back on so we can talk about your new album, A Celtic Christmas, which just is fantastic. It's already in regular rotation for me at my house. So,
oh, yay. Thank you.
I'm loving it, especially now that it's also on the streaming sites too,
yes.
Which at the time we talked, Halloween,
right.
It was not. So let's get started because, as I've been following you since I think what did we figure out? It was like 2009 or something like that, 2008, some long time ago when you first got on the Irish Celtic Music Podcast. But what I've never done is I've never said, hey, tell me about yourself. So why don't you tell me about yourself?
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for having me back on here for the second time. So my name is Greta, and I'm the oldest of three sisters. My other sisters are Willow and Solana, and together we make up the Celtic group called the Gothard Sisters. And we've been playing together Celtic music for almost 15 years now, and just released the 10th album that we've recorded, which is A Celtic Christmas. So we do a lot of Celtic music. We do traditional songs and tunes, and we also write a lot of our own music, both tunes and original songs, lyric songs, in a Celtic folk style. And it's influenced, of course, by our own musical beginnings, which we began playing in classical music, and we listened to folk music growing up from all over the world. So we have sort of world new age classical influences on our Celtic music. So we also have loved doing Christmas music over the years and doing Celtic Christmas music. So this is actually our fourth Christmas album.
It's your fourth. Okay. For some reason, I got in my head third, and I know we've already talked, so I should know this, but it's your fourth Christmas album. Fantastic.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. I was really excited when I got to hear the album, obviously, you know, because it's sometimes there's always a little bit of a joy when you get a new album, and it's from someone you've been following for years. And one of the things that's always impressed me is the way your band has progressed over the years, because you started off again more traditional, and it was lovely, but it got better, and then it got better, and it got better. I mean, your latest album, Dragonfly, was just fantastic. It is definitely another favorite of mine, and I've enjoyed all your music videos that you've done. And now here we are with your fourth Christmas album, which I absolutely love. One of the things that I've been really impressed with is the arrangements. Not only do you capture what it is to be a Celtic music group, but here you are again doing mostly traditional Christmas songs, mm-hmm. and yet you're able to capture those arrangements. How does that all come together for y'all?
Well, I mean, well, thank you so much for one thing. You know, it's been really a bit of a musical journey, because over the years, you know, not only have we been learning together, we've also been kind of growing up doing this. So, you know, when we first started, we were pretty young. And as we move along, we learn a lot and do a lot of shows and learn more musically. And so it's always nice when the latest album, you know, you're always learning something new and kind of moving in a new direction with each new album. But thanks about the arrangements. Like, that's one of our favorite things to do, is kind of besides writing original music, that's our favorite thing to do. But the other one is to take these songs that everybody knows, or their traditional songs maybe that are very old and have been done so many different ways, and try to figure out a way that we can do it in a new way, in a Gothard Sisters way. But there's always a balance there. You don't want to change it so much that it loses the intent of the song. You have to sort of keep that intact. But we like to add on musical commentary, like grooves or themes or bridges in between that match the original intent of the song, I guess, is what we always try to do. But it's lots of fun. It does take a long time, though. Our process is a lengthy one.
And it seems like that you have, each of you has put your own different things in the group, right? Is that accurate? Or do you do things collaboratively? It sounds like, I don't know, for some reason there's, following your newsletter and such, it sounds like each of you has your own little specialty.
Yeah, we do. Actually, we don't do a lot of the arranging together. I think what we usually do is we decide the mood that we want, and then we kind of go in our separate directions and think about it for a while. And so we'll usually get together and play through the song in order to figure out the order that we want the song to be in, like the structure. And then we'll do a demo of that, just like a very acoustic demo. And then we'll each kind of take turns adding things, tweaking things, making changes. And I think that that's what really, once we all three have gone through it a couple times individually, it really starts changing a lot. And so it's always very interesting, because we each have something different to bring to it. And I think that's what makes that Gothard Sisters sound. I don't think it would sound like that if just one of us was doing it.
I think a great example is the first track I think we were talking about playing, which is, where was it, Here We Come A-Caroling? Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I like, there's the typical love and joy unto you. Da, da, da. You got this very structured, but you get a little break. You have little breaks thrown into it, which I think is just absolutely beautiful. So why don't we start the music aspect and let people hear that song? How about that?
Okay, great. Yeah, so here is our version of Here We Come A-Caroling.
Here we come A-Caroling among the leaves so green. Here we come a wandering
That's one of the things that I love about this track and several tracks on the album in particular is not only do you have the wonderful arrangements, but it's also a bright and cheery rendition, which I think it is in that way. But something about your music, something about the music on this album, there's, you come into some tunes and it's like, whoa, I feel so good.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I think one of the great examples is your Winter Ray set. That's an original one, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Willow wrote that.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the Winterberry set is a jig and a reel, and we wanted to have an original tune set that was sort of hobbity woodland sounding, which I know you and your listeners are fond of that type of song.
Oh, yeah. I love The Hobbit. Yes.
And so we love that, too. So we thought, oh, you know, this Celtic Christmas album really needs like a hobbity jig set and that goes into a reel. So we were thinking, oh, holly berries or winter berries or something like that. But it's like, imagine all the woodland creatures are, you know, wandering around to each other's houses and giving each other presents. And it's like all folksy and happy. And so she came up with these jigs and the reel at the end. And then we arranged it to be dancey and hobbity. And I think it turned out really well. So we wanted to create something that's sort of like a frosty winter tune set.
And I think you did a fantastic job. It also makes me think about a lot of your music videos. I'm not sure if all of them, but the number I've seen, they take place in the mountains. Where do you shoot all those videos?
Yeah, all our videos are filmed here in Washington State, where we live. The nature lends itself quite well to that. So it's some are in the woods and some are in the mountains.
I love that. And do you plan on doing a video for a Winterberry set? I know, I'm not sure how that works as well, but or not.
Yeah, it's a little bit trickier to film videos in the winter because it's so cold out. So we usually film videos in the summer, which is tricky for the Christmas albums. So we might not be able to get another one out. There is a video for Here We Come a Caroling out, but we might not be able to do another video, maybe one for next year. We'll think about that.
Well, that's fantastic. I love the videos. Every time I'm doing one, I'm like, I need more videos like that. I want to be out in the woods. In the mountains. It just looks, how far is that from your house?
Well, Here We Come a Caroling is pretty close to where we live. There's a forest nearby. So we did that nearby. But then some of them are over the mountains. There's a place we particularly like called Winthrop near Mazama. And it's technically on the east side of the mountain. So it's a little bit more dry. But we've done a lot of our videos in that area. But all the videos so far have been in Washington State.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, let's play the Winterberry set from A Celtic Christmas.
Thank you.
Well, first off, before we get to the final song and we talk a little bit more, I wanted to find out where people can find the album, where they can listen, where they can find you performing live.
Yeah, well, you can go to our website. That's kind of the hub for everything. It's www.gothardsisters.com. And so you can get the CD there from our shop, and we have autographed ones too. We also have some bundles of like all of our Christmas albums or all of our Celtic albums. And we're also on Spotify. We're on Apple Music. We're on all the streaming sites. You can follow our YouTube channel. And then we're on the socials too.
And so, of course, people will want to go buy those CDs. But then if they're like me, they're going to be streaming it anyways.
I mean, I am a fan of people doing both because...
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
we are paid a tiny bit for streaming, and it does add up when everybody's listening over and over.
Yeah, it does. It does. And but ultimately, it doesn't pay the bills as much as
we don't see it until later. So right. We have to wait a while for that to add up.
So about, I don't know, it was about 5 years ago, I think, you posted a Christmas concert in your store, and I downloaded that and was just loved watching y'all perform live. And now you, every year you do a Christmas tour, don't you?
Yes, we do. So we're this is the 9th year, I think, of our Christmas tour, and it's in the Northwest. We don't really do the Christmas show outside the Northwest. But if you are in the Northwest area, which is Washington, Idaho, Oregon, we do a Christmas tour every year. And it's lots of fun. It's completely different from our show the rest of the year. So it's all Christmas themed, and we do songs, and we have guest Irish dancers, and we have a lot of fun. It's becoming a tradition for a lot of people. So we really look forward to putting it together every year and going out on the road and bringing these songs to people.
That is so fantastic. I would love to go see one of your shows one time. Actually, I know every time I get some entertainment director says, who should I book? And I'm like, Gothard Sisters.
Cheers. Thanks.
So I've done that at least 3 times now. I can think of offhand. So hopefully I can bring you some more traveling closer here.
Right.
So that I can see you perform and meet you at long last. Now we have one final song that we're going to share. There's not a lot more on the album, but one final song that we're going to share. And I thought I'd ask you to tell me a little bit the story behind O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Maybe if you have any little tidbits about how that came together, I'd love to hear that as well.
Yeah, well, so O Come, O Come, Emmanuel is one that we had not done a Gothard Sisters version of yet. And so we had it kind of on the list for this album for a long time. But when we started coming up with our version of it, it's interesting because it's a very one of the more somber, more serious Christmas songs. And I think we're known for doing happier arrangements. And I really wanted to do it justice, though. And so we figured out a arrangement, I think, that covers both sides. We like to call it a Mona Lisa arrangement, where there's light and dark, and you can't really figure out which one it is. It goes back and forth. And so I really like the arrangement. But I was also surprised when I actually started looking the song up to realize how old it is. I think it's probably the longest or the oldest song that we've ever done a cover of. The earliest written down version of it is from 900, the year 900.
Wow.
Which I find just kind of fascinating and beautiful that it is a song that has been probably played and arranged and performed and sung by so many thousands of people over the centuries.
Yeah.
That's really meaningful.
Well, why don't we hear that? But before we do, I want to thank you so much for joining me. I want to get you a story that we can share with some of our patrons too. So we'll have a little bit more in the Patreon feed if you stick around. But thank you so much, Greta, for joining me once again. And I got to get you on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I'm messing with the idea of doing more interviews. So maybe there'll be a chance for us to sit down and do some more. Thank you, though, so much.
Great.
It was a wonderful chatting with you.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Here is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel from the Gothard Sisters, A Celtic Christmas.
Captive is my love that mourns in lonely hours.
I hope you enjoyed that interview. And if you're looking for even more Celtic Christmas music, make sure you follow one of six Celtic Christmas playlists that I have over on Spotify. Add them to your own playlist, including maybe some of these tracks from the Gothard Sisters. Next up is Golden Bow with the O'Rourke's Feast, O'Carolan, from Christmas in a Celtic Land.
In Mary's arms tight, and all blessed be the hour, and welcome the morn. For Christ our dear Savior on earth is now born. And all through the night, the angels did sing carols so sweet of the birth. So shepherds, be joyful, and let your hearts mend. Let the hills and the vales ring to the songs that ye sing. May the moon and the stars shine brightly tonight as we sing with the angels to glorify Christ.
People stream from midnight mass. Friendly candles glow in windows. Strangers greet you as you pass. Home then to the laden table, ham and goose and pints of beer. Whiskey handed round in tumblers. Christmas comes but once a year. Puddings made with eggs and treacle, seeded raisins and ground suet. Sated breadcrumbs and mixed spices, grated rind and plenty fruit. Cinnamon, ginger, cloves and nutmeg, porter, brandy and old ale. Don't forget the wine and whiskey, Christmas comes but once a year. Folks are fussing in the kitchen, lay the food on every plate. All the patient in the hallway, Guinness and porter while they wait. Who cares if we work tomorrow? Now's the time to spread good cheer. Pass the bunch around the table. Christmas comes but once a year. When at last the day's complete and all the family's gone away, Santa's come and left his treats for us to find on Christmas Day. Never was there such a rollick, wasn't it grand to have yous here? Now I'm sad and melancholic, Christmas comes but once a year.
Golden Bow came Steel Clover with As Lately We Watch from Season of Love, and the last tune there was a Christmas in Carrick by the Langer's Ball from a single they released this year. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I have more episodes to come. So make sure you go over to CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Follow the show, join our patrons, sign up to the Celtic Music Magazine, where you can hear even more Celtic music. And we're going to finish up the show with Laura McKenzie. This is We Wish You a Merry Christmas and Ding Dong Merrily on High from her album Yuletide Bagpipes. Back again soon, Nella Conadive. Celtic Christmas music was produced by Mark Gunn, Carol Burrill, and our Christmas patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the podcast. You'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. You can subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. And finally, remember this holiday season, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on climate change. Promote Celtic culture through Christmas music at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Nella Conadive.